This podcast is sponsored by Aurora Packaging Solutions, a global packaging solutions provider leading the transition to a more sustainably packaged future. They specialize in developing packaging and visual communication solutions that reduce the impact on the environment and bring sustainability goals to life. With a focus on partnership and service, they create a custom solution for your business. To learn more, please visit www.ororapackaging.com. Welcome to Sustainable Packaging with Corey Connors. Today's guest is Bianca Hurley. She is the Director of Automotive Services at packagingschool.com. Hey, Bianca.
Hi, Corey. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being on. I'm a huge fan of the packagingschool.com, as you know, or as you call it, the packaging school. Tell us about yourself. Tell us about your background.
All right. Well, as you may can hear my accent, I was born and raised in Germany. That's also where I studied packaging engineering in Berlin. And then I came to Clemson to do my master's degree also in packaging science. So I just like always loved packaging. It's just so diverse, right? Like you have different areas, quality, engineering, optimization, design. So that kind of like drew me into packaging, just like the whole variety of things. But then I was always more like the math type of a person. You like the math and the calculation. So then I found my perfect fit. I'm working at BMW in Spartanburg, doing all of their after sales packaging. So for a decade then, I designed and took care of all the packaging that comes in for all after sales parts that are produced in Canada, Mexico, America, North America, South America, Brazil. Wow. And so that was a lot of fun. And then I came back full circle on the educational side where I started. And so now I'm at the packaging school. I'm still doing automotive, which, you know, is a lot of fun.
I was going to say in America, at least, German people are known for being awesome engineers. You have that great reputation. And it, in particular, making incredible cars. So this all makes sense.
Well, yes, it does.
Yeah. I'm thrilled to hear about that. We do some packaging for some different automotive companies at Landsberg Aurora, and it's exciting to see some of these amazing things coming out of Tesla and BMW and Mercedes and in the electric vehicle space and all different kinds of things.
There's so much. And I remember actually very good working relationship with you guys too, you know, in after sales. And there are so many different hubs. I think you guys had some very cool concepts for windshields. So yeah.
Oh yeah. That's right. That was, I'll never forget a video I saw about some packaging we created for Mercedes. That was a windshield, really cool, corrugated, all sustainable. It was beautiful. But anyways, let's talk about what is the packaging school? How does it work? How did you find out about it? Did you learn about it through Clemson? I know that there's accredited via Clemson. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. So what we're doing is we're specializing in educating working professionals in the world of packaging, right? Because not everyone has time to go back and take like a four-year degree. So we have programs that teach mostly online, everything you need in packaging. And so we have certificates, and we also have like loan standing courses and a course library that you can choose. One certificate that, you know, we're really proud of is a certificate of mastery in packaging management. That's a 12-week cohorted program where you basically learn everything you need about packaging, but then you also have a cohort on your side and you work on a project within the 12 weeks that then is applicable for your job, which is amazing. Wow. And then if you like more like the self-guided, if you don't want to have a cohorted program, you're more like self-guided, you know, do it on my own pace, then you may want to go with a certificate of packaging science, which is, you know, fully online, will take you maybe a little bit longer to go through, but it's completely on your own pace. And then lastly, the certificate I'm really proud of being an automotive is the automotive packaging certificate, which me coming, you know, being a child of, you know, the automotive packaging, I just wish this would have existed earlier because automotive packaging is just so different and there is no education out there. I mean, me with 2 degrees, I have not learned about, you know, metal racks and returnable bins and you know, corrugated solutions for front hoods and giant sheet metal parts. So that's another thing. And then, of course, you know, we have a huge variety of courses, and we have one in sustainability too. So hopefully there's something out there for everyone that deals with packaging, because, you know, who doesn't touch packaging, right?
That's it. It's the biggest industry nobody really talks about, except for people like you and me, who talk about it nonstop.
But we talk about it all the time, right?
I love it. When you say a cohort, how many, that's a group of people that are going through the school together, right? How many people usually in a cohort that, like your class?
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. So it depends, you know, like you can set up quarterly. And I would say, we may have about 20 cohorts a semester, something like that. So you have a nice group of folks that, you know, you meet and you get to learn. And I think they also like form relationships, and it's nice for them to get to know each other, right, while they're going through this. So yeah, but that would be more a question for Dr. Julie Rice, who is like leading this entire program. So she could definitely answer those specific questions.
Yeah, Julie is incredible. She's a brilliant person and just so cool to work with. I've been impressed with her and her knowledge. She was one of my first guests on the podcast, and I learned a lot. So that was...
She is just brilliant. And for I should probably say Dr. Julie Rice sucks, because she's married. I still like...
Yeah. You have to show respect to the whole name. That's excellent. So does the packaging school also teach live classes, or is it just online courses that you click and watch the video?
It's a very good question. So we do work with professionals on professional webinars. So we do that on a regular basis. We offer workshops as well. And we also have a very big live event that many people don't connect with the packaging school, but it's actually also through the packaging school. It's called Automotive Packaging Summit. And that happens every year in the fall. If you have never been, you have to attend.
Yeah, I'd love to.
All the automotive packaging folks are in one room. So how the event works is like the OEMs, like, you know, the BMWs, Mercedes, Fords, they go on stage and present their packaging problems or benchmark packaging. And so do the tier one suppliers, you know, the ones that supply parts to the OEMs. And then in the audience, we have the solution providers, and then they pitch their solutions, their ideas, and that just opens up such a cool communication. So we are expanding and growing every year. This year we are at the Hyatt Regency, September 9th. So mark your calendar.
Where is it?
It's always in downtown Greenville. So Hyatt Regency, downtown Greenville, you know, right off Main.
Where's Greenville?
Greenville, South Carolina.
Oh, okay. Yeah, oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm all the way on the other side of the country in Oregon.
Oh, gotcha. So,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
beautiful place. Greenville, South Carolina is definitely worth a visit. And so sometimes we're going to Clemson, sometimes we're doing it in Greenville, but the Greenville location is just like so wonderful, right? With all the restaurants we have and the Ford's Park, and it's a wonderful location. So it's definitely a very nice place to meet and talk about automotive packaging.
And is that a invite-only event, or can anyone go to that?
So, you know, we have a limited capacity of how many folks we can take. So about 350. Registration is open right now. But yep, I hear word we still have some tickets left.
And that's on the packaging?
Yes, that's actually a separate link. It's autopacksummit.com.
AutopackSummit. Okay.
AutopackSummit.com.
Oh, auto. Yeah, sorry. Auto. Mm-hmm.
Like automotive. And I'm happy to share all that with you.
Yeah, I would love to go. That sounds really, really interesting. Do you personally prefer teaching live classes, or do you like the make the video and then meet with the students after the fact? What's your preference?
So I just really like the micro lesson type of form. So I like having things pre-recorded and then watching it at my own pace, because I feel like you can, you know, make sure that everything you want to have, you know, communicated in there. But then at the same time, at the live events, right, like at AutoPack Summit, you can just initiate such interesting conversations. So I think it's probably the mix, you know, that matters. It's hard to pick, but having the online, you know, the option to do everything online on your own pace whenever you want to.
Yep.
I just would want to not miss it anymore, you know.
I agree. And I went to college about 25 years ago, and back then we were just starting online courses, and I just really gravitated to them because it was so much more convenient. I was also working full-time, paying my way through college. So to be able to say, okay, it's 11 p.m., but I'm still awake, I can knock out this class right now, you know, that worked for me. And I think it works for a lot of people and busy professionals in the packaging industry. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think it does make sense. I think when you're like a student and, you know, like you're 20, you want the on-campus life and you want that, right? But then, you know, once you're like in the job life and then you have a family, you really do appreciate the flexibility.
Yeah, yeah, it's important to spend time with your family and kids if you have them. But let's talk about automotive packaging, because to me, it's fascinating. I think automotive packaging has led the charge in reusable packaging. How did they figure that out way before all of us? What made that so unique?
Well, that's a very good question. So first of all, when you hear automotive packaging, I think you think like, what the heck is that?
Right.
So I always explain it as when you take a car and then you divide this car into thousands of parts, right? Think about the mirrors and the front hood and the windshield and little brackets, or even the leather interior parts, right? Like everything you can think of in a car comes in a package and needs to be packaged. So that itself is very unique. So you're dealing with all these different materials, but not only that, then within the OEM field, you have all these different areas where you need parts. So for example, the production line, they need parts in a easy to handle ergonomic multi-pack returnable system so that they can ship it easy back and forth between their supplier and the OEM, right? So that's mostly returnable, bulk, giant, you know, packaging. But then there's also SKD, CKD, which is semi-knockdown, completely knockdown parts, where you ship maybe, let's say, let's just make up a number, 20 cars always, you know, at the same time over to certain countries. There you have very new requirements where you always need a 20-pack, right? Or a 10 and a 10-pack. And then you have after sales where, you know, where I have been spending my decades in. And in after sales, everything needs to be single packed. Like no dealer wants to open a giant, you know,
right,
like 50, 100 parts in it. Like they need it in a single pack with a different label. So you have one OEM and they have within the same OEM, but the same part has so many different variations of packaging. So it's like packaging, the world's just exploding, right? And packaging. Yeah. So I think then there is such a huge need for invention and for trying new materials. And that's, you know, one of the reasons why we have this event too, is we need packaging folks to come out there and explain what is new. Do we have new solutions? And they're very willing to try it out, right? Because there's so much money in that whole supply chain when it comes with packaging.
Especially nowadays when people are repairing their cars more than ever because new cars are so expensive and frankly hard to come by. The supply shortage has really affected that industry.
It has.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, to define something for the audience, when you say OEM, is that original equipment manufacturer?
Yes, that is correct. So the OEMs would be like, you know, the BMW, the Mercedes, the Fords, the GMs, that are the OEMs. And then they are supplied by their tier one suppliers. So those are actually the people that make the parts that go into the car. You know, lots of times the OEM produces like the engines and the sheet metal parts themselves, but then let's say the headlamps and the glass, they come from different suppliers that specialize in glass, right? And electronics. So there's like a huge supply chain involved in all of that.
My father and mother-in-law own a CarQuest auto parts store. So I'm very thankful to have learned from them a lot of this stuff that, you know, they know I love packaging. I talk about it all the time. So they let me walk through the store in the back and see how things are packaged up. It's fantastic the way the engineers like yourself have taken the time to really package the items well.
And I love to talk to those folks specifically because I think they're the ones that handle the parts at the very end and they see so many things. I would love to have a chat with your dad and see, you know, like how much, what type of parts arrive damaged. And I do this all the time, actually. I went over to BMW Century in Greenville and just, you know, checked out what is breaking over here. What can we improve? Our packaging, right? Like being right there at the end customer helps.
Oh, they would love that. And because of that, I got to go to SEMA one time. Have you ever gone to the SEMA show?
I don't think so. Mm.
Oh, in Las Vegas. It's an amazing show for aftermarket parts. Yeah, so I think it's the largest one. So you might want to check that if you have time. It's really, really fascinating. Every vehicle manufacturer was there. All the aftermarket products was there.
Las Vegas sounds fun too.
It is fun. It's a huge facility. I think we walked like 5 miles or something crazy in one day.
Do you want to hear some funny?
Yes. I do.
Las Vegas Pack Expo. Have you heard of? You probably have heard of Pack Expo. That's where I met my husband.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Packaging love. So now we're like one big, you know, packaging family right here.
Oh, that's amazing. What does he do for, I assume he's in the packaging industry.
Yeah, he's teaching packaging at the Clemson University, Andrew Hurley. So we're like one big packaging.
Your kids are going to know more about packaging than most people, right?
Oh, they have to listen to it day and night, yes.
See, my wife won't take me to the grocery store anymore because it takes so long looking at all the different boxes and everything. So I don't know how you guys get any shopping done.
Oh, yeah, we love this stuff. Like, we spend hours in there. It's like, Bianca, look over here. Have you seen that?
Well,
we do a lot of unboxing experiences to, you know, in our office and stuff. Yep.
Oh, that's excellent. So what's the future? What's the next step for the packaging school? Anything new planned?
Anything new planned? Well, you know, we're always developing new content. You know, as you said, I think we're talking to you, like, sustainability is huge. It's a huge topic at Automotive Packaging Summit. You know, we have a couple of interesting speakers that will touch upon that. Like, we will hear from Cummins and their sustainability approach. So that may be really cool. So yeah, I think there's always, you know, new improvement needed. And as you said, I think for sustainability, you just have to keep, you know, educating, getting the word out. Yeah, that's it. And, you know, in automotive packaging, even though I was like on the aftermarket side, right? And aftermarket has not so many reusable containers. We worked with packaging providers where we refurbished, for instance, these block style pallets. Block style pallets come in from Europe and they're very hard to get in America and they're very good. And so we refurbished those, worked with packaging providers that then put, you know, other corrugated containers on those block style pallets to make new packaging kits that then in the end for an OEM side, you know, like, you don't have so much waste anymore. You know, you can reuse those items. So I think even finding sustainable ways, even when it's not obvious, is something that we all can do, right?
Yeah, that's it. And we all play a part. And looking at things from the backside front, you know what I mean? Saying, okay, when it gets there, what does the end user do with it? Or what does the consumer of the product, whether it's a manufacturer, like for work in process materials, or if it's an end user, how can they recycle that material? I think that's something that we're constantly looking at and improving.
Yes. And so we're trying to get the word out. One of the projects we're working right now on is a food certificate, because we just found there's a huge need for that. So we're in the middle of creating that. And, you know, Dr. Julie Rice Sachs is a big part of that initiative as well. And I think there's a lot of room for, you know, biodegradable products, biodegradable packaging, sustainability, and things like that. That's and look what
point.
I found in Tennessee. Have you seen that before?
No.
This is like, so I took my family on, you know, on a trip to Tennessee for hiking. And in the state parks, they're passing out these like green state parks, stay green with us. And these are like seeded flowers and you can put them in your yard
then
grow flowers. I thought it was the coolest thing. And I just held on for this for the podcast because I thought you should see that.
I think that's fascinating. I love that people are putting seeds in paper. It's kind of a niche thing and probably not going to last too long, but I think it's really cool for something like that. I think that makes a lot of sense, you know, like yep, here.
I thought it was nice. Yeah.
Beautiful. And what a neat design. I like it.
Yep.
So now you can go plant them.
Yep. Now I'm going to send my children out to plant the flowers in the garden.
Excellent. Well, do you have anything else that you wanted to talk about, or is that, we feel like we yeah. covered most things?
Well, so Corey, we have, for anyone that is interested in taking any of our classes, I just wanted to blast out, we have, you know, on packagingschool.com, they can sign up, and we have created a coupon code for you in honor of your podcast. So anyone that signs up through your podcast within the next 2 months of the podcast being issued, so, you know, the code is podcast Corey. So just all lowercase, podcast Corey, and anyone that signs up with that code gets a 10% discount to our sustainability course.
Wow, that's amazing. So podcast Corey, if you're listening, I will put the link in the show notes and be sure to share that with your friends in the packaging industry or anyone who's interested in learning more about sustainable packaging. I think this is the perfect audience for that, you know, education. So well done. That's very exciting. Thank you for putting that together, Bianca. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me,
Corey. Yeah. I'd like to thank Landsberg Aurora for sponsoring this podcast. If you're listening, please take a minute to give us a review and make sure you're signed up to hear the next episodes. We appreciate it. Thank you so much, Bianca.
Thank you, Corey.
This episode is sponsored by SpecRite, the first purpose-built platform for specification management. So much has changed when it comes to packaging, and there's a new book to help you stay ahead of the curve, The Evolution of Products and Packaging, written by longtime packaging executive Mr. Matthew Wright, helps you unpack industry trends and explains how you can use data to drive packaging innovation and sustainability. Download your free copy today at specrite.com/book. That's SPECRIGHT.com/book.